About 2 weeks ago, I posted a slutty R4R on a throwaway account seeking potential playmates who would fulfill some of my masochistic sexual desires. I'm in a 24/7 DS relationship with my Dom, who is requiring me to share a report of my slutty activities with this Reddit community. I hope you enjoy reading about what a slut I am. If you come to this story, let me know by sending me a DM smile. The post generated over 50 responses, and for the first few days, I simply felt overwhelmed trying to respond to everyone. It seemed like one guy, let's call him JN, and I had similar interests, both sexually and non-sexually, and that there was potential for us to have some fun together. We chat for a little over a week, and decide to meet up over the weekend. My outfit that night consists of 4-inch blue lace-up stilettos and a low-cut little black dress made of chiffon. I don a gray cardigan to protect against the city chill. No panties, no bra. After parking my car that evening, and before heading a block away to the bar we agreed to go to, I slide off my panties, and slip in a remote vibrator. I pair it with my phone, and set it the vibrations to a medium intensity. Like a Pavlovian response, my pussy becomes wet almost instantly. I spritz jasmine perfume onto my neck, tousle my hair, and step out of my car. We meet up at a bar downtown at 8:30 p.m. The venue was almost empty because it was early on in the night, so we order drinks at the bar before finding a place to sit. As we sit on a sofa in a corner of the bar, we continue the conversations we had been having over text the past week. Banter was easy and engaging, and after 90 minutes, JN leans in to kiss me, and asks me if I wanted to leave the bar. His hands find their way underneath my skirt, gently grazing my bare ass underneath, and feeling my warm wetness underneath my flowy skirt. I bite his lips softly in response, and nod my head yes, eyes closed. He takes my hand, and we leave the bar together, walking a few blocks back to his apartment. Once upstairs, he asks me to pick out a record to play, and I choose a selection of Japanese-influenced jazz. He gently pulls my hair back, and starts kissing me, pushing me down onto my knees. He holds my hair as he moves expertly down my neck. I gaze up at him, and beg to suck his cock. His cock is rock hard, and without breaking my gaze, I lick the head of it gently, savoring the taste of his pre-cum in my mouth. I take more of it in my mouth, using my tongue to massage different areas of his shaft inside of my mouth, a technique that I know drives my partners crazy. After a few minutes, he orders me to stop, and to lay down on my back. My nipples are rock hard, and he slides the straps of my dress off my shoulders to expose them. He begins sucking and licking them, and soft moans escape my throat, mingling with sound of soft jazz playing in the background. His mouth moves down my stomach, and he gently sucks on each of my inner thighs, occasionally breathing on my pussy, teasing me. When he deems me to be sufficiently wet for him, he takes one long, intense lick, eliciting a deep moan from me in response as my back arches. He keeps me firmly anchored to the ground as he eats out my pussy with enthusiasm, varying his speed and intensity. I want to feel you inside me, I whimper. Big. He orders me. Please, sir, will you fuck me? I say. He motions towards his bedroom, and I move to stand, until he softly says, I didn't say you could get up. Stay on your knees. He grabs my hair and leads me to the bed while I shuffle my knees towards the bedroom. He tells me to get on the bed, and without removing a single article of clothing from my body, lifts my skirt and slips a condom onto his hard cock. He uses the tip to tease it against my inner thighs, clit, and drenched pussy, and slides the head of his cock in and out until I'm begging for him to fuck me. Oh, what's that? You want to be fucked? He says. Yes, sir. Please fuck me, I want to feel your thick cock inside of this pussy, I moan with need. He suddenly slams into me, and I scream at the intensity of being punished by such a thick, long cock. With one hand on my waist, and another rubbing my clit, he pounces into me over and over as my pussy squeezes against his hard cock, soaking it with my aroused juices. Then, he flips me over on my back and tells me to make myself come with my favorite toy. He looks at me intently while my legs are spread and I have a vibrator pressed against my clit, building up my orgasm as my eyes are locked on his. There's an explosion of ecstasy that barely has time to register itself in my mind before he's grabbed both of my legs and pushed his cock inside me as I'm coming on his cock, making me scream as he fucks me and my pussy is clenching around him. My body is still convulsing, and I move to turn off the vibrator, when he whispers dangerously, I didn't say to stop. Keep it on your clit. I whimper in obedience and place the vibrator back on my sensitive clit, biting my lip and trying to take the sensation. JN orders me to get back into doggy so he can fuck me from behind, and pushes my head down into his bed as he begins sliding his cock in and out of my tight, wet pussy. With the vibrator on my sensitive clit, I can feel myself building up to another orgasm. He slides slowly in and out, and as soon as I announce that I'm coming, begins slamming into me while I'm having a screaming climax. Somewhere in this mix of sensations, I feel his cock harden even more, and he moans, "I'm coming." I can feel the pulse of his cock as he comes inside of me, gripping onto my hips and burying his face into my hair as our shaking bodies are coming together. After our orgasm recedes, he cuddles me in bed, stroking my hair and telling me how tight my pussy felt when it was coming around his cock. We get ready and fall asleep together. Early the next morning, I turn around to face JN, and begin by dragging my fingers against his abs. I slowly trace them down, and feel his cock harden. After stroking it for a while, I begin gently sucking on the head of his cock as he sleepily groans in pleasure. Then, I begin sucking up and down, and lick his shaft eagerly. "I want to fuck you," he whispers, but I pretend not to hear, hungry to earn a load in my mouth, and to swallow his cum. He comes in my mouth, and I hold still while his cum shoots into my throat, holding it there until he lifts his head to look at me. Then, I swallow, and say, "Good morning," with a sly smile on my face. We get out of bed, get dressed, and he makes me breakfast while we chat and enjoy the warmth of the day beginning to seep into the cozy apartment. After breakfast, I take a quick shower, and change into ripped jeans, sneakers, and a flowy blouse. As I was making the move to leave, and checking my reflection in his mirror, he comes up from behind and wraps his arms around me, kissing my hair. I was getting very horny again, and though we were both dressed, I look at him in the mirror and asked, "May I suck your cock again, sir?" We start making out and removing articles of clothing, dropping one after another onto the floor, and when only my panties remain, he pushes me to my knees, with my back towards the mirror, so he can admire my ass while I suck his cock. He grabs my hair and slowly face fucks me, gagging me on his thick cock, and asks if I want to see myself get fucked in the mirror. Then, he leads me to the spare bedroom, where a mirror is conveniently positioned next to the bed, and orders me on all fours. He fucks me doggy while holding my hair, telling me what a slut I am, and slapping me across the face as I moan. He then makes me ride him, and I place my hands on my chest as I grind against his cock. He leaves the room and comes back with my purse, and tells me to pull out a toy so I can make myself come. As I press the vibrator against my clit with my legs spread, he straddles my face and positions his cock in my mouth so I can suck on it while I'm building up my orgasm. I gasp as my orgasm builds to a head, and while I'm moaning loudly, JN quickly slips on a condom and begins fucking me, my tight little pussy still coming and shuddering. After I'm finished coming, JN takes off the condom, and I eagerly take his cock into my mouth, sucking until he blows another load down my throat. We then put our clothes back on, and he kisses me goodbye as I head off to a brunch with a friend. After brunch with my friend, I text my Dom, informing him of my whereabouts, and when I'll be able to arrive at his place. He asks me if I was fucked in the dress, and I confirm. He orders me to arrive at his place with the exact same outfit on, including makeup and accessories. After changing back into the same exact outfit I was fucked in, I drive down to his place and send him my arrival text. With my eyes closed, he greets me by pulling my hair, exposing my tits, and slapping my face. While my back is pressed against him, my hands can feel his cock hardening. He then guides me into his room in the house, and places a blindfold on me. My Dom begins my teasing my mouth with his cock, and I can taste pre-cum on the head of his cock, so I use my tongue to clean it off, and try to begin sucking it, but he tells me no and takes his cock away as I whimper and begin begging in protest. Once he's decided that his slut has begged enough, he gives me back his cock to play with, and I begin sucking on it, take his full cock down my throat and making him moan. "Is this the dress you got fucked in, baby?" "Yes, daddy," I moan breathlessly. "Good slut. Stand up," he says. He bends me over his bed and lifts my skirt, which is completely soaked and stained with pussy juice from my play the night before. My pussy is already soaked, and I feel him enter me from behind, slamming me from behind while he holds my wrists together and down against my back so that I'm completely restrained. After fucking me doggy, he orders me to get on the bed, and I begin sucking his cock again, using my tongue to play with it while my lips move up and down his shaft. After sucking his cock for a while, he orders me to stop, and we cuddle for a while, chatting with each other. Then, My dom orders me to begin sucking his cock again, and I happily oblige. We cuddle after he's pleased with my cock sucking, and then go out for a walk downtown to enjoy the warm weather and some tea. After we enjoy our tea and return back to my dom's house, his car is parked, and he tells me to begin sucking his cock in the car. After sucking his cock until we're both exhausted and sweaty, we head inside to take a shower before heading our separate ways. In the shower, he begins lathering soap onto my body, and I can feel him getting hard. He bends me over in the shower, and pushes his warm, hard cock inside of me. He moves in and out slowly, and I can feel every inch of him as he's fucking me raw. Something about the spontaneity of fucking in the shower when we had just planned to rinse ourselves clean makes it immensely arousing, and I savor the feeling of the warm shower water and his pulsing cock inside of me as he blows his load into my pussy, which was fucked less than 12 hours ago by a different man. The next day, after work, I head over to a cocktail bar to meet a partner I matching with Tinder about a week ago, let's call him CB. I'm wearing the same outfit that two men have now fucked me in, a black chiffon dress that bears considerable cleavage, the skirt stained with my pussy juice, blue suede stilettos, pearl earrings, a bracelet, and two gold rings. CB has given me rules to follow on our date, that I'm not allowed to order for myself, that I'm to address him as sir, I'm to thank him for all spanks, and that I must swallow every drop of cum. After enjoying some drinks and conversations at the bar, we walk back to his apartment in downtown. He leads me into his bedroom, and tells me to take off my dress, though my stilettos are still on. He tells me to beg for his cock, and doesn't give me his cock until he's satisfied with my begging. I eagerly start sucking his cock as he groans in pleasure. He then tells me he wants to fuck me against his balcony, and we step out onto it, me wearing only my stilettos. It's chilly outside, but he promises he'll fuck me against the railing during a time when there's a lot of traffic on the street below, which turns me on. Back in his room, CB pushes me face down onto his bed, and slips on a condom before he begins fucking me from behind. After fucking me in variations of doggy, he turns me around so I'm laying on my back with my legs spread, and begins teasing my dripping wet pussy with his mouth and fingers, until I'm begging to be fucked by him. He fucks me missionary, occasionally slapping me across the face and calling me a slut, which only makes my pussy more wet. Then, CB takes off the condom and makes me suck his cock again, until he comes in my mouth, stroking himself as I hold the tip of my cock in my mouth and use my tongue to play with it. I hold his cum in my mouth, stilling as he blows his load. We cuddle in bed and talk for a long time, before the two of us get ready for bed. The next morning, I roll over to face him, but with my eyes still closed, I move my hands down to his cock, and feel it harden. When it's hard to my liking, I duck under the covers, and without saying a word, I begin sucking on it gently, enjoying how it hardens in my mouth. I suck him until he's close to orgasm, and he finishes by stroking his cock while I prepare myself to swallow an enormous cum shot that he deposits into my mouth. After he's had his second orgasm during our encounter, I head into the bathroom to take a shower, and then get ready for work. I make coffee and bring it to him in bed, and sit on the edge of the bed while we chat over coffee, before I head out for work that day.